Through the cross and bloodshed of Jesus, through his death and resurrection, we are offered life eternal. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome you today to St. Cyril. To anyone visiting with us here today, please know that our doors and our hearts are always open for you. You know, oddly enough, today's scripture from the Gospel of Luke is one of those parables that gets a bit misunderstood. Sometimes people assume that the judge in the story is actually a representation of God, and that our God, like the judge in the story, is cold and distant, and will only answer our prayers if we keep battering him with those prayers. Now, nothing could be farther from the truth. First off, we cannot force God to do anything. The idea that we can somehow force God to act as we desire by badgering him with our prayers is absurd. And then there are no characteristics displayed by the judge in this story that even remotely reflect the characteristics of our God. And please understand fully, God hears and understands each and every prayer that crosses your lips or your mind the first moment it happens. Now, the true thrust of this parable that Jesus teaches, it's summed up in the opening verse. Listen again to that verse. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. That's the lesson Jesus wants us to understand. Pray always without becoming weary. Now, in this context, weary does not mean physically tired. It means don't become discouraged. So what Jesus is saying is pray always without losing heart. Now, it sounds simple to say, pray always. But in actuality, one of the most difficult aspects of prayer is staying with it. Our prayer life may vary depending on how busy we are. Sometimes when things are going well, we may not pray as often as we do when things are not going so well. And sometimes we struggle to stay with prayer when it seems that God is not answering. I suspect all of us somewhere along in our lives have prayed about something or somebody, and it seems like God is not answering. And I know I'm talking directly to someone's heart right now. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Lord Jesus knows the weaknesses of our humanity and that we are all prone to lose heart sometimes. So he gives us this parable to teach us to persevere. And this applies not only to our prayer life, but to how we live our faith life overall. Because beyond prayer, we must also deal with the imperfect world that seems to constantly attack and ridicule and persecute the Catholic Church and her faithful. But Jesus says, persevere and stay with it. And if you do not want to lose heart, Jesus teaches we must pray often. You know, prayer is strength to defend against evil and its attacks. Prayer is the nourishment we need to feed and keep our faith alive. Now, the Apostle Paul, he instructs us on prayer through Scripture. This comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17. This is where Paul says, very simply, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Now, the moment many people hear the words, pray without ceasing, they may think, well, that's impossible. I have to go to work. I have to pay bills. I have to be with my family. I have to take care of the house. I have to deal with all of life's demands. But what Paul means here when he says pray without ceasing is to pray frequently and repeatedly. Now, why we should always be in communion with God in all hours of our lives. We simply need to stop some time throughout the day and take a moment to pray. Take several moments throughout the day. And they don't have to be long moments. But in those moments, bring your pains, bring your requests, bring them to God, for He understands. And don't forget also in those same moments, bring your joys and your praises to God, for He has blessed you in many ways. Amen?
Amen.
Now, it also helps to think of prayer this way. All of us here are in a relationship with Jesus, and that relationship is for the length of a lifetime. And the only way to grow and maintain any lifelong relationship is to communicate. And prayer is that communication. So in that light, we can see that prayer really is not optional. Communication with Jesus through constant prayer is a must. And even in those moments when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. From Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray, but the Spirit itself intercedes. You know, that verse alone speaks volumes on how important prayer is to God. And along with that, another reason constant prayer is a must, because it acknowledges our true, total dependence on God. You know, to not pray to God, it's really quite arrogant. To not pray to God says, thanks God, but I don't need you. The truth of life is, all that we have is granted through the grace and the power of God. And that is in both the good times and the bad times of life. So Jesus tells us to persevere, because again, He fully understands human nature. And frankly, our human nature at times, it can be very, very weak. Especially when it seems that we do pray and that God is not listening, nor is He answering us. In moments of life when this seems to be happening, we simply need to hold tight to a few things that we do know about God. First off, God cares for us. Period. From John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He sent His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but may have life everlasting. You know, look no farther than the cross for proof of this. Did you ever wonder what kept Jesus up on His cross? It wasn't the nails the soldiers drove through His hands and feet. What kept Jesus on this cross, what held Jesus on this cross, was an unending, sacrificial, complete love for you and me. That love kept Him on that cross, enduring a horrific death. Amen?
Amen.
And then second, not only does God love us, God knows each and every one of us and never forgets a single person. From Isaiah chapter 49, God says, can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child in her womb? Even should she forget, I will not forget you. See, upon the palms of my hands I have written your name. God knows who you are. God knows exactly what is happening in your life on this side of the cross. God knows exactly what you need every time. And then third, we must recognize that God's timetable is not based on our timetable. Our typical demands for an immediate answer to our prayers is not something we can impose upon God. He will answer in due time, as He knows what is best for us. And then, we must be prepared and receptive to His answers and not be blinded so much by our desired outcome that we miss what he is telling us. I'll share a short, true story with you about this. A few years back, I was a presider at a wedding. And the night before at the rehearsal dinner, the groom shared a story with me. He had been dating a woman for a very long time and was thoroughly convinced she would be the one to spend his life with. She left him, and he was devastated. And he told me that he prayed and he prayed for God to bring her back into his life, and how he grew frustrated over the months that God did not do what he wanted. Nor did it seem that God was even bothering to answer him. And he readily admitted to me that he had lost faith and had become discouraged. Then one day, he met his bride-to-be. He eventually came to understand that God had indeed answered his prayers. But his desired outcome was so intense, he failed to see he was getting an answer, and that answer was no. The relationship he prayed for was not the one meant for his lifetime. So for all of us here today, be confident. Be secure in the knowledge God will always answer in his time frame, and that answer will always lead us in the right direction. Believe it. Amen?
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, build yourselves up in the most holy faith. Defend yourself from evil. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Persevere in prayer and do not grow weary. Persevere in all matters of faith. For the risen Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and behold, I am coming soon. Thank you, Saint Cyril. Be strong in the faith. Never be afraid. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and your families all your days. Amen.